Let us pray. Divine Beloved, you shine in all creation with the light of your love. Your word shines in scripture and song. We open the windows of our hearts to let your light stream in and change us. Fill us with the light of Christ. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our egos, slaves of our selfish desires, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the greatest love with which God loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Christ, and seated us with God in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come God might show immeasurably rich kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's gospel in the third chapter. John says, just as the serpent was lifted up by Moses in the wilderness, so must the new human be lifted up so that all who trust will receive eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave the only begotten so that whoever trusts would not perish but have eternal life. God did not give the only begotten to condemn the world but to save the world. Those who trust are not condemned. Those who don't trust are doomed already because they have no trust in the power of the only begotten of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world. People love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil don't want to come into the light because their deeds will be exposed. But those who do what is true come into the light, and we can see clearly that their lives are lived in God. The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ. It can be hard to come into the light. There's so much in us that's hidden, that's in the dark, in the shadows. And there's a part of us that wants it to stay there. There's so much of our life, our psyche, that's unconscious. There's so much of who we are that we don't see, don't acknowledge, don't recognize. Freud taught us how much of our psyche is unconscious, and Jung showed us how rich that is. But it can be hard. The process of emotional maturity and spiritual growth has a lot to do with integrating our inner and our outer lives, having a conversation between our conscious and our unconscious, matching up who we are deep inside with how we behave in the world. But that can be hard. There's a reason that that stuff in us is buried back in the shadows. It's because it's difficult. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. Some of those things in our shadow side are wounds and things we're guilty about and ashamed of, and fearful about. And we don't want to bring those up because we're not sure where that will go. Sometimes what's in the shadows is the good stuff. Our beauty, our belovedness, gifts and blessings that we have a hard time acknowledging because they still have a lot of power and they might take us places that we hadn't chosen to go. They might reveal to us a calling that we're not ready to step into. So there's so much that we keep in the shadows. And Jesus invites us to come into the light, to allow that stuff to get exposed, to become more self-aware. It's one of the things that we can do in prayer. We think of prayer so much as talking to God, but what prayer is most precious for is listening and hearing what we hadn't heard before. In our prayer, we can simply be still, get beyond all of our thoughts and ideas and beliefs, and just be who we really are in God's presence. And in the light of that presence, stuff comes out of the shadows that we hadn't seen before. It takes time. It takes a great deal of stillness. Waiting for those things to emerge from our shadows is sort of like wanting to see a deer come in out of the woods. You can't make it happen by calling to the deer. You have to just sit there. Be still. Let yourself be a part of the woods. Just belong. And after a long time, when it's clear that it's safe, that deer will come out of the woods. When we sit in prayer with who we are in God's presence and just let that be, after a while, things will emerge from the shadows, from the dark. And the secret is to just let them be, not to judge them good or bad, just simply let them be there. And then we discover that in the shadows, in the unconscious, in the place that's beyond our understanding and our conscious control, that's where God lives. What comes out of the shadows might be frightening, but God is in it. And we learn that the more we're willing to just sit and let it be. Although it seems kind of frightening to just let unconscious stuff bubble up, to come to new realizations because we don't know where they'll take us, we remember that it's the light of Christ that helps us to see those things. It's in the light of God's mercy that those things emerge. So whether they're wounds or blessings, they're all blessed. Whether they're things that we're intimidated by or afraid that we might get too proud of, God is in them. And in that light, when we let them be present, God is in us more fully. We live in the light, as John says. We live our lives in God. We become transparent to the grace of God shining in us. A lot of times, we skip those opportunities to do that in our worship. Frequently, there's this prayer of confession. And in talking with people, I hear that a lot of times that's sort of a scary kind of put-off. A prayer of confession reminds people too much of those sort of cartoony things, you know, when you were a little kid in Catholic church and you had to go to confession and make up some stuff and the priest would tell you some things to say and then you'd be all right. And meanwhile, who you really are never got touched. Well, we still kind of do that. We have these prayers of confession and we sort of sit through them and wait till they're over. But I invite you to use that time to sit in the light of God and let God's light shine into those shadows and see more of yourself than you'd seen before. The lovely stuff that you've never really given thanks for. And the harsh stuff that you've never really let God forgive. And just let it be there. So we're going to do that. We'll sing a song. Then we'll share in a prayer of confession, a time to just be silent and allow God to illumine the shadows in the corners of our hearts. Till we shine with the mercy of God. Will you pray with me? God, shine your mercy and your love in us. As we sing and as we pray, let your light reach into the darkest corners of our hearts. Bring into your light, the light of your mercy and grace, what you would have us see. As we pray, we ask for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace.